going on, people? What's going on? It's your boy Hap, the public speaker. Yeah. First of all, I want to say top of the AM, top of the AM. And God loves everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? Just have faith and believe in them. So today's show is going to be how not to knock yourself and don't let people push your buttons. Yeah, let's get it. You feel me? Let's get it. So first of all, we're going to start off like this. As soon as you hop up at the bed and do your duties and look in the mirror, brush your teeth, tell yourself you love yourself. Tell yourself that you're going to achieve and accomplish whatever you have planned for today. You know what I'm saying? Tell yourself that you are the best and you're going to do your best at whatever you got planned to handle today. And that you're going to finish it and conquer it and remove it for today. So you don't have to deal with it any other day. So after you do that, I want you to get all your materials together for what you need to get on your successful goal movement or whatever it is that you're doing, your life-changing movement, your self-confidence movement, your self-esteem movement, your self-respect movement, your respect movement, and your patience movement. I mean, self-patience, self-love, self-comfort, self-humbleness. You guys can do all that, then you guys will be connecting into your spiritual world. You know what I'm saying? And when you connect into that spiritual world, oh man, you can overcome anything. So when you tell yourself, oh, this ain't gonna work, you're not committed to your fear, your self-fear. You're not committing to it. So as soon as you commit to your self-fear, you stop knocking yourself down. You stop belittling yourself. You stop telling you can't do that. You stop telling yourself, oh, that ain't going to fit you, or this ain't going to work, or that don't look good on you. You feel me? Because look, in life, everybody's a beautiful person, inside and out. You feel me? Don't matter what you look like, how tall or fat, skinny or what, everybody's beautiful inside and out. Remember that. So look. So check it. I'm getting into my move. Come on. I'm getting into my move right now. You know what I'm saying? So, when you stop telling yourself these things, when you stop looking at other stuff and selling your soul, your vision to all this material stuff, to all these other models and everything out there, and whatever else it is that capsivation of your vision and start looking at yourself and start bringing confidence back into your heart and yourself, bringing self-esteem back into yourself, bringing security into yourself, bringing compassion into yourself, bringing humbleness into yourself, bringing that love to love yourself, bringing that self-respect and self-control to yourself. You see how everything right there I just said, it says self, 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 self. It didn't say he or she or their or cousin or wife or husband or son or daughter. It said self. You see how that works, people? When you do it for yourself, you build yourself. You establish yourself. You ground yourself. And you know what you want to do for yourself. This life that we have. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow night I got Toastmasters, because I'm a Toastmasters member, and my speech is going to be this speech that I'm doing with you guys. So I hope that it helps, and I hope that it enlightens your brain to bring you out the darkness into the light, so you could self-motivate yourself to start doing stuff to self-build yourself up. Reading self-build you up. Studying self-build you up. Changing things how you work in your life build you up. Self-build you up. So there's a lot of stuff going on out here that we don't understand and that we get fooled by. But that's why you got to get in your spiritual self and build yourself back up and bring in your confidence and do all this, you know, handle this, handle it, have fun with it, enjoy it, make sure it's what you want to do, because whatever you want to do is going to build you. It's going to self-build your confidence, self-build your pride, self-build everything about you, self-build your brain, your heart, your feelings. It was just going to self-build you. So if you self-build yourself and you stop knocking yourself down, you're not going to be able, you'll succeed. See, a lot of failure comes from us telling ourselves we can't do it, not committing to our self-fear, not committing to, what is it, ourself. You feel me? When we don't have no commitments to ourselves and to other things, then that means we're committed to stuff that's irrelevant to us. Because what's irrelevant to us is us. So if we don't have a connection with us, if we don't have our self-empowerment with us, then we don't have nothing. Then what you have is a body with a lost soul in it. Do you understand? Am I making this clear? So come on, people, wake up. Let's medicate ourselves, but good ways. Not with no drugs, not with no weed, not with no alcohol, not with no sex, not with no gambling, not with nothing that's gonna keep us held in the same place. Because these things that we use, that alter our, really hold us back from really building ourselves and our self-personality and our intuitions in our life of what we want to do, you know? So it's really a difficult thing for a lot of people to do because they don't want to do it because they don't want to build themselves. They don't want to build themselves up. They want other people to do. People got lazy nowadays. People want other people to do their work for them. But you know what? Everybody has their own path in this life, and we have to make our own path and work that own path. And that means working that path is working on us and building us to walk our path that we have set for us. Do you understand? So stop sitting on your butt, feeling guilty, feeling down, bashing you, telling you ain't gonna be able to do it, saying this is all life gave me. Because it's not. It's not. The world is bigger than your head. So get out of it. Okay, your soul is bigger than this world, so get in it. Your soul, get in it, get connected to you, build yourself back up. Every morning you wake up, you should tell yourself you love yourself. You should tell yourself you love God, you love yourself, you're going to do the best to build you and have a life changing. What are you waiting on? Come on, people, come on. We don't wait. See, people that wait, mildew. People that don't wait, like I, barbecue. So let's mildew, people. All you people mildewing, thinking that life's just going to fall in your hands and give you what you want. Money's just going to fall out your ass and give you what you want. Give you what you, a happy family, a nice home, nice car, nice furniture, nice clothes, whatever it is that you want. You think it's just going to fall on your ass? Nah, but you know what? How it will? Because you'll build yourself. You'll build yourself. You'll get confidence. And when you build confidence, you attach yourself to the universe and you throw good positive vibes in the universe. And then when you throw good positive vibes in the universe, it comes back to you from the universe. Like Nipsey said, I threw something out in the universe and it came back to me 10 times. I don't know what he threw, but he threw something out. But we are connections to the universe. So that means if we could connect to the universe spiritually and have stuff and get it without killing nobody, without lying or being deceitful or doing adultery, but being an honest man and a righteous man and have a pure heart and a pure soul and a pure mind and pure walking through the righteousness, what else do we have to complain? Things are going to fall in our hands. Things are going to come because why? Our Father up there. Our Father's watching. Our Father got a plan for us. Our Father already knows. He's waiting for us to wake up and find the plan that He got already set for us. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you people, is love yourself. Build yourself. Stop knocking yourself down. Stop holding yourself with your own foot on your neck. Wow. You feel me? Usually other people be like, he got his foot on my neck. I can't breathe. Well, buddy, it's your foot on your own neck. Can you breathe? I bet you can't. Why? Because you're stepping on your own neck. You're stopping yourself from growing. You're stopping yourself from building yourself up. You're stopping yourself from being confident about yourself. You're stopping yourself from loving and liking you for who you are. Stop. Because you're passing that on to your kids. And your kids, man, I see stuff on this internet. That's why I don't even be up on it anymore. Man, I see stuff on this internet where kids are doing grown men stuff, grown women stuff. And people are just sitting around laughing. You want to know why they're laughing? Because they ain't found themselves. And so they're looking at their kid because they're trying to find themselves through their kid. You feel me? Don't be like one of these people. Don't be a statistic out here. Be an unstatistic. Run your life. Run you. Don't let other people run you. Don't let these one-eyed monsters, these TVs, these cell phones run you. Don't let this music run you. Run you. What I mean by that, change everything about you. That's why we're so great. That's why we're the best animals on this planet. Because we could change. We don't have to stay like this. We don't have to keep on beating ourselves up. We don't have to keep on putting our own foot on our own neck. We don't have to keep on submissioning out to ourselves. You feel me? We could achieve ourselves. We could build ourselves. We could grow with ourselves. You know, we can handle what we have to handle in this life. God ain't gonna, nothing in this life is too hard to handle. There's people doing amazing things out here. Why don't you be one of these people? Why don't you be why don't you be your own living legend legacy? Come on, people. This is what you're doing. This is your legacy. Why would you just want to sit on your ass and waste your legacy? This is your legacy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your legacy. This is means your kids are going to carry on your legacy. So if you're a POS, piece of shit, then your kids are most likely going to be a piece of shit. And that's your legacy. A piece of shit. Do you feel what I'm saying? Don't let your legacy be a piece of shit. Because it don't have to be. It could be a piece of life. It could be a piece of love. It could be life, baby, for you. It could be a new empowerment movement for you, a positive motivational movement for you and your family, but most definitely for you. Come on, man. Come on, man. So check it out, man. We're going to take a little break right here, and we're going to take a break right here. I got a commercial to do on Anchor, for Anchor, but come on, man. Let's do it and use this app, man. It's really good. You feel me? But please do stuff new for you. I do new stuff every day for me. I wake up, pray, take a shower, brush teeth, look in the mirror and say, "Ha, you're the best." Yes, I am. And tell yourself you're a leader, not a follower. Because if you're following everybody else's trend and everything else out here, you ain't following yourself. That means you don't know yourself. That means you ain't loving or liking yourself. You like other people's stuff. You like other people's life. So stop facing those. Stop watching those. Watch your own life. Do your own life. Be happy in your own life. Wear what you want in your own life. Dress how you want. Look how you want. Because it's your life. And it's you. It's all about you. It ain't about nobody else. Forget everybody else. If you was the only person on this planet and you didn't know have nobody else, what would you do? I guarantee you'd be you. You feel me? Well, keep that in mind. Everybody have a good, blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Thought I'd throw that out there. I hope you guys like my speech. I'm going to get down and I'm at Toastmasters. And please, if you guys have a chance, please attend a Toastmasters international meeting. Become a member. It helps. It builds confidence. It builds self-esteem. It builds credentials of your personality. It builds you. You feel me? Like, why wouldn't you want to do anything that builds you? You know? You should think about that. But I'm out of here, man. Check out my riffer. I'm on our riffer. You know? Mr. Happy Talk Show. You hear me on Anchor. I got podcasts out there too. You feel me? On my Instagram, Mr. Happy _ comedy _ skits. I'm on TikTok, Mr. Happy Comedy TV. I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm everywhere where there's people at, because I know that my message is going to get out and be heard and save some people in this world. So I hope everybody has a good day. I hope you take my knowledge and my information that I'm giving you and receive it and take it and recall the information I'm giving you and apply it to your life and use it. You know what I'm saying? Use it. Don't just sit here and listen to it. Use it. Don't bust. Look, barbecue, no mildew. Bust moves, don't bust grapes. Because when you're busting grapes, you're in one spot. When you're busting moves, you're moving around. When you're barbecuing, you're handling what you got to handle for you. When you mildew, you're not doing you. Get it? Got it? Good. Have a blessed day. Hey, smile. We are alive today. Thanks to God. Amen to that. Feel me? It's your boy, Mr. Hat, public speaker. I'm out of here. Be watching for me on YouTube. I'll be starting shows up on YouTube, posting up pictures, doing videos of speaking and everything. So if you guys want to see me in person, there it be. You feel me? And everything I'm telling you guys, I have used or I'm using in my life to this day, or I have used it to change my life, to make it better. Not only for me, but for my kids. Because kids watch everything you do. So if you're a boss and a leader, the kids are going to see that. They're going to grow to be what you are doing. And if you're just a lazy piece of shit, then your kids are going to be lazy piece of shit. I'm sorry, just being honest. But we don't need no more pieces POSs out here. We need more solid stand-up parents, stand-up people, stand-up human beings. More solid human beings. More humans that know humans. That know you. Feel me? Because we're all human. We all pump the same. We all bleed the same. We all come in the same. We all die the same. So why the fuck are we living differently and not the same? You feel me? We should be all loving each other, helping each other, taking care of each other. You know? That's what real humans do. Solid, good-hearted, righteous humans do. But like I said, a lot of people are lost out here because of the demon. And that's why people that have knowledge like me should spread our knowledge so people could wake up and get out the darkness and see what they've been doing. And that's wasting life for all these years. Why? 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 People, I'm already 40 years old, and 20 years of my life I didn't even want to waste, but I did. Because I was ripping and running and doing other dumbass shit instead of focusing on me and my life and building me and being better for me. I was trying to be better for everybody else out there, and it didn't work. So now I looked at it, fuck everybody. It's all about me and mine, and that's my kids and my wife. So let's get it, baby. Feel me? Next step, baptismo. You feel me? Get baptized, get that cleanse, you know, get that fully 100% connection. I hope everybody does the same. I hope everybody finds their path in life. And I hope you keep on following me. Please share me. Share me, follow me, add me, do whatever you have to do. But please, just do it. If you already know this, maybe somebody that you know don't know. And so they might need to know. Or they might need this power, encouragement, words to pump them up, to pick them up, the self-empowerment that's here. Take that, you know, and get it, and love life. So, I say, if you don't help, you're being selfish, and you're only thinking about yourself, but not in a good, motivational, positive way. It's in a selfish, negative, judgmental way. And my show was on judgmental yesterday. So peep that out. Because when you're also being judgmental, you can't judge yourself because you're too busy judging everybody else. That's another thing. Judge yourself on everything. Judge your character. Judge how you speak. Judge how you stand. Judge how you dress. Judge how you walk. Judge how you eat. So if you don't like it, you can change it because it's you. Love you. That's it. Be glad of life because it gives you the chance to love. It gives you a chance to play. It gives you a chance to look up at the stars and relax and come in contact with the moon. It gives you a chance just to enjoy life. You know? It gives you a chance just to enjoy that we take another breath. I'm out of here, people. I got to get up on the road. It's getting late. Have a good, blessed day. God loves you. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Happy Public Speaker, I'm out of here, but share me so I could be here. You feel me? Let's get it, people. God bless. Amen. And I hope everything. I pray for everybody that you guys get to work safe. Have a beautiful day. No demons, no evil, no negative spirits come and hit you guys. All positive shout outs. Bam, bam. Shout out vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out positive vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out motivational vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out self-control vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out self-confidence vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out self-empowerment vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out self-love vibes. Bam, bam. Shout out self-patience vibes. Bam, bam. Hope you guys all felt that and took it in. God bless. Let's get it. Thank you. Tune in again for another show. At Mr. Happy Public Speaker, Real Talk TV Show.